Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for EB to regale us with entertainment page stories from over the weekend. And it's sponsored, of course.
Always.
All right, Cakes, entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for my girl, Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you could check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles right on their website. Go to BMWFairfax.com, and when you head over there, make sure you mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star either way. You know, somebody was asking me yesterday when my lease is up.
Yep. Soon?
I have no idea. Are you surprised by that?
I'm not surprised by that.
No idea when my lease is up.
If it was up today and you didn't know it, I wouldn't be that surprised.
Yeah, I mean, it could be up tomorrow. I just have no idea. But I'm torn. I don't know if I want to stay with the SUV thing or I want to go back to the sedan.
Well,
you know,
it's up to you, but yeah,
you're going SUV.
It would come down to what the monthly nut is for me.
Well, let's just assume it's all relative.
That's what it would come down to.
Let's just assume it's all in the same realm.
If it's all the same, I would go SUV just because bigger, more comfortable, put a lot of stuff in it, you know, road trips.
I don't know.
But that's
I kind of miss having it.
Feel like you're going to go back to a sedan.
I might. Feel like maybe it's a little classier. I don't know.
Well.
Can't decide. Because I am such a
classy
person.
First thing you got to do is figure out.
I ooze class.
You do have to figure out when the lease is up. I mean, you get a monthly statement, right?
I never look at anything.
Well, you just tear it up and throw it away? Do you look at them?
Automatically paid.
Oh.
I pay, I mean.
So you don't get something monthly in the mail?
Yeah, and throw it in the trash.
Okay.
I've never leased a vehicle. Not once in my life. Yeah. Always pay.
I got leases.
Buy that blicky.
I own.
What?
Actually, we own 2 vehicles. 2 out of the 4.
Mm.
Good. Two leases.
Grab, are you allowed to talk about your new vehicle? Or is that verboten?
Maybe another time.
Another time?
Soon. Yeah.
We'll shelve it.
Maybe not during the EP.
Why?
Because it's sponsored.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Looking out for the sponsors.
You didn't get love a BMW. Not everyone gets a BMW.
I love BMW.
Drab T-shirt, the sponsor's friend.
You're a current owner of a BMW.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody, we might be for sale, though, right?
Yeah. Could be.
Your particular one?
Yeah.
Cakes?
Yes.
You know what I did consider doing?
Going to Warped Tour this weekend?
Did not. That was out of a million things I thought about doing.
Staying in North Carolina?
So How to Train Your Dragon took the box office, okay? Did 83 million.
It's a good haul.
We had like 7 or 8 hours to kill because my daughter was doing her volleyball camp.
Right.
I considered finding an old hoop movie theater and just going to finally see Mission Impossible.
Okay.
Because the version Valdez had me seeing had Japanese letters on it, and it was just like insanely the lowest death of all time.
It was the most pirated movie ever.
Yeah, I mean, just the
worst. I can't help that if you're not bilingual.
Blackbeard was there.
Name
a pirate of note. Johnny Depp, whoever he played.
Right.
Captain Jack Sparrow, he was there.
But I didn't do it. Is Mission Impossible even still in the theaters? Is
I
it
think
barely
so.
Hanging
I
on?
I think it's still in.
It's been about five, 6 weeks.
I mean, it was only
though.
Released on Memorial Day.
Yeah, but they don't last that long anymore.
Okay, but
yeah,
I think it's got a month.
Like that.
I think it's got a month or 6 weeks in it,
you think
at
so?
Least.
All right. Well, How to Train Your Dragon did 84 million, Cakes. So So I guess they have to be thrilled with that. I was going to give Mission Impossible a few bucks.
But you didn't.
But I didn't. Okay, Mission Impossible actually did slide to fourth place. Oh, dude, this is barely...
Hold on. Which day was this that you thought about doing it?
Saturday.
So you'd rather go see Mission Impossible than watch the Open?
Well, I was on the road, so I was watching the Open. I was monitoring everything on my phone on Saturday. It's the only thing I could do. Okay. I made my wife drive. I mean, I didn't.
I don't know.
Just my wife drive. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Your wife chose to drive.
I just would have found. I would have found a sports bar or a hotel lobby or.
We ended up going to the Mellow Mushroom for pizza and. You know,
toppings.
They got TVs.
What toppings?
Well, you know what my new topping is I'm into now? And it started
I shudder to think, but go ahead.
It started at Lito's.
Okay.
The barbecue Mike or whatever they call honey.
Oh, the hot honey?
The hot honey pepperoni.
Oh, yes.
Whatever
so
the hell
good.
They call that. The hot honey pepperoni, the first time I had it was at Lito's. And I was like, that is delicious.
You can also get hot honey wings at Lito.
Has that been a thing for like 10 years?
No, a couple. I'd say 5 years or less.
5 years or less?
Yeah.
I'd say hot honey is the flavor of the year.
It's the new kid on the
block. It's been around, but now every restaurant incorporates it.
For some reason, I stumbled onto it at Lito's, and it was, my wife got it, and it was incredible.
Very good.
And so then I went to, what's it called, the place I went to?
Mellow Mushroom.
Mellow Mushroom. I can't remember. It seems so weird. Mellow Mushroom. It doesn't make sense to me. Mellow Mushroom.
Yeah.
Some pizza joint. I know they have one in like Chantilly. And we got the honey barbecue.
Very good.
Or no, what is it called?
Hot honey.
Hot honey.
Mike's hot honey, I believe.
So good. So good.
It's really good.
Also got sausage calzone. Are you a calzone guy?
Well, who isn't?
Who is not a calzone guy?
Some people don't like calzone.
It's basically just a pizza flipped around with a bunch more dough on top. Well, an enclosed pizza.
Got the ricotta. You got to have the ricotta.
Well, ricotta's delicious.
Are you a calzone guy, Valdez, or no? You're more a stromboli.
I like them all.
You like them all? Like, how often do you order calzones?
I haven't had a calzone in ages, but you're making me hungry.
I think so Lido good. Does.
Why don't you order some calzones? Weren't you late?
Yeah, breakfast.
Today?
Yeah,
sure. Probably you guys can order.
I think
you want.
Lido does like a calzone special. It might be Tuesday. I could be wrong. It's like $6 calzones.
Mm. Who does Lido's?
I think I'm 99% sure.
Are you kidding?
They run a calzone special. It's a lock.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
How come we never get that?
You think I would kid about calzones?
No, I always let my wife order. She doesn't order the calzone. We're going to do that. They don't put the sauce inside, do they?
No, the sauce is always on the side. The marinara is always in a little tub.
You put the sauce on the inside, you're ruining it.
Yeah. Well, then it's not a calzone.
That's not a calzone.
Yeah. I agree.
Then it's some sort of...
But I always have to say... The sauce is on the side, right? I can't have the sauce inside.
Yes, Ricky, of course it's on the side. It's always on the side.
Oh, but you, what were we talking about right before? You blew my train of thought.
I don't know. You were talking about the mushroom
talking about the
spot.
Movie. Yeah. We were talking about the
topping.
Movie.
And hot honey.
Yeah. You know, the toppy.
Your Obi topping.
You were going to go see the movie and you decided not to.
I forgot. Because now you got me thinking about what I should order for breakfast for the guys. You guys could order breakfast.
That's right. He does owe us breakfast.
Maybe tomorrow.
Can we push it to tomorrow?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Right, to you guys. Push it to tomorrow.
I don't give a crap.
Okay. He's so friendly.
I don't give a crap.
I don't give a crap.
I'll give a crap.
I'll give an ass.
I was telling Drabby that there's some viral clips of the big three.
You're all into the big three.
No, listen. If it's on and there's nothing else, I'll watch it. It's not something that I'll watch over many things.
Right.
But I have to tell you, if you watch the quality of the play, it's gone up dramatically from the first few years when they had like Charles Oakley out
there.
So they
have older players.
Older
so
players.
So now they have younger players that are still can ball.
They're balling out there. And there's obviously a market for it.
How's the DMV team?
No idea.
Isn't there a DMV team for the
Didn't
the
even know. All I know is Michael Beasley's playing, Dwight Howard's playing, Mario Chalmers is playing. Okay, maybe these guys are past their NBA prime, but it's not like they're putting a guy out there that last played in the league like 25 years ago.
Right.
These guys are playing hard. They're getting physical. There's a fight. Michael Beasley is like fighting with people all the time. He was just fighting with Lance Stephenson. I think Lance Stephenson's also playing in the big three, if I'm not mistaken. I never would have thought that the big three would survive.
Right.
And I think it's from afar, and I know nothing about their balance sheet or ratings, but from afar, it appears to me that it's thriving.
The DMV Trilogy is the name of that team.
Right, yeah, Steven Jackson's the coach.
Okay.
Drabby said Steven Jackson was getting in a fight in the locker room with somebody. Who are the players?
DMV Trilogy. Earl Clark.
Oh, he went to, hold on, Earl Clark. Louisville? You go to Louisville?
Yeah. Isaiah Briscoe is the co-captain.
Oh, I remember him too.
Isaiah Austin.
But in other words, these are all younger guys, guys that still have game in them.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ice Cube does a great job, whoever he's partnered with, in the marketing, getting the celebs there to go to the game. I think the way they shut down the arena looks really good. They make it look a lot, you know, it's a lot smaller, make it look packed.
Isaiah Austin's the kid from Baylor that wasn't allowed to play in the NBA because of the heart issue.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I'm a little bit intrigued as I just see clips from afar. And, you know, we've been talking about it for months, maybe for a year now. But what Caitlin Clark is doing to elevate the WNBA, I guess she made her return this past weekend, right? Was that her first game back?
She had 32 in the first
game. And she's hitting the threes from all over the place. It's just unbelievable. And I guess Angel Reese finally had a triple-double.
How many shots did she miss?
I don't know, but she had 11 points. But, you know, she's definitely a great rebounder. Yeah. What was her other, the third part of her trip?
I joked that it had to be turnovers.
was it assists or was it like block shots? It probably was assists, right?
Don't know.
She didn't have 10 block shots, did she? You can't imagine that.
I didn't look
at
the box.
I'll find out.
But whatever.
10 assists.
10 assists. Yeah. That makes
11,
more sense.
11, and 13 boards.
Right. Although I was telling Drab that this is for the younger people that are listening. There's this guy. His name, you know how they have all these like YouTube dudes that like stream, right? Like Aiden Ross.
No, I don't know.
You don't know these people.
I don't know all these people you're about to name.
There's this guy named Neon, who's like this nerdy kid who's like a streamer, and you know, they make so much money you want to puke.
Right.
And he loves the big three.
No, he's playing like Michael Beasley. I think he was playing Angel Reese somehow in a one-on-one somewhere.
Oh, really?
And I think he was beating her.
How tall was he?
He's just a little scrawny kid. I mean, he looks like Kevin McCarthy. Yeah. He just looks about as coordinated. And sure enough, the first clip they show is her going in there for a layup and missing a layup.
Well, she's the queen of missing layups.
She might be the worst in a layup line in history.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is wrong with her? How did she miss so many layups?
Dude, a lot of players in the WNBA miss layups.
Wow.
They do
have some talent, though.
I mean, some of these players can really shoot it, but a lot of the post players, and it goes back to college hoops, too, they miss a lot of layups because they're smaller and they don't have lift. It's not like they're going up and dunking on people.
But they're like taking like three dribbles layup.
That's women's hoops. Yeah. Happens all the time.
Justin Bieber.
And by the way, real quick, I didn't think that Caitlin Clark would be this good.
Neither did I.
Because I thought she was going to be playing a lot, you know, bigger, more athletic girls.
No.
Guarding her.
Superstar.
But she is much better than I thought she would be. Great college player. I didn't think she'd be this freaking good in WNBA.
I'm stunned.
By the way, the Mystics are just getting killed all the time.
Yeah, yesterday did not go well for them.
They lost by 33 yesterday.
Did you guys see the viral clip of Justin Bieber like yelling at the paparazzi?
Of course, I did not see this clip. You're talking about.
Went viral, Kicks. He looks terrible. Clearly, the guy's addicted to something.
Right.
And he's just lashing out at the paparazzi doing what they've been doing for the last 20 years. Now, I don't think it's necessarily right. I do have some sympathy for celebrities that are being chased by these paparazzi. But he just goes on a curse-laden rant against them. And I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Justin Bieber. Paparazzi. But something is going on. Just so you know. Something not great is going on.
I feel like placing a Bieber is going to be dead within fill-in-the-blank years bet.
Ooh. Dude, if he ends up dead like you know.
He's only 31.
What's the name of the kid? What's the name of the guy from NSYNC or whatever? Or from the Backstreet Boys whose little brother died?
Aaron Carter
died.
Yeah,
if he ends up dead like Aaron Carter, that.
All right, I'll place a wager. The Biebs doesn't make it to 36. He's 31
5 years.
Okay, I got to have to.
I'll bet you. I was going to bet you, too. All right,
$5 a man.
Yep.
You're not rooting for Biebs.
No, I'm not rooting for it.
You are, because you want to win $5.
I'm not rooting for it.
It'd be 10.
To happen. But I just, like, all the headlines on him of late are not good.
All right, why don't we do this? Let's come back. We do extended EP. We have a special edition of Hit or Hurting. We're going to do.
Love that.
And I haven't even given you the latest Diddy trial updates, which we have to do if we're doing the EP. Don't go anywhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.